Blog Talk Radio.
Tell that storm to do something. The only time I hear
I read in the book of the storm, listened to it. It was because Jesus said, be still. One time, you know that rap? He told that old, that they'd been riding in the boat, and they'd done this many times, rap. One time they got to a wind, they couldn't handle them, rap. And they said, they asked him, they asked him, well, you mean you're going to be sleeping? We pass. He said, die with another faith. That's he told them to be still, rap. Be still. He told us even the sea, obey God, man. That says a lot, man. When you can get down and look at it, rap, even they obey him, the ocean. Yeah. I don't know how feel this morning, but boy, I want to tell you, the Holy Spirit can convict a man of his sin. Did you hear what I said?
Yes, sir.
The Holy Spirit can convict a man of his sin. I like that, Reverend. Yeah. You know why? Because if you say you're a child of God, the Holy Spirit should be in your heart, Reverend. It should be somewhere a member of your body. What I'm saying. If you accept him, Lord, your life, the Holy Spirit should be there, because that's what he left for us. He left for us the Holy Spirit while he go away and prepare a place for us. So I tell you, man, I want to look at that bread a little bit. John 6:41. I thank God for the bread of heaven. I don't know if you heard that song lately. Bread of heaven. Bread of heaven. Feed me till I want no more. Jesus,
yes, sir,
is the bread that we should live off of. Yeah. That token. I ain't talking about communion, but that is what I'm saying. But he was the manna God let come down. He was this manna. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, that you and I partake of every day. We don't go a day without eating his word. Don't you know what I'm talking about? Can you tell me something about eating his word?
Yes, sir. Oh, man, that's a very Christian's lifeline, that bread, you know, even the scripture would tell us that we should be every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God, that this is what we should be living on. This is something that will fill our spiritual man. This is something that's going to help us to bring this body up under subjection, you know. That's all I'm saying and done. You know, this is what's going to help us be able to give an account and be able to stand at the judgment seat. Is how this bread that we, the bread of life that we've been dependent upon, that we've been truly hoping and trusting in, this helps us in so many ways to get delivered, to get strong, you know, not to continuously fall, but to start to obey God and be pleasing to him. And, you know, all through the scriptures, it's him that we should be most concerned with. Are we living up to? See, because he made us. He knows all about us. He knows what we can do and what we can't do. But we so quick to do when we don't want to do. I just want to do it. But God knows our enemy. Before he formed us, he was. He knew us all. So we are without excuse. So we thank him for this bread. This is truly, if you want to get strong in the Lord, so you have to do is open up them 66 and that bread, it'll feed you that word. It's a living word. Hallelujah. You don't believe it. Read it and see when he talks to you. Your inner thoughts, you know, me and Rem Brian and myself, we can know of you, but the Lord is the one as you read his word, he reads you.
Yeah,
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you. Oh, it's going to be good. We thank you.
My. It's the direction that the scripture is going, but I want us to hold on, though, because Jesus is the bread of life. Can't live. You tried it, but you can try a lot of things. But once you try him, you don't remain the same. But you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And look how this goes. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come to the most humble matter we know how, Lord. Thanking you, Father God, for your Holy Spirit. Knowing it was you, Lord, who made this day out of reality, Lord. Lord, we don't take it for granted, Lord, that we did something so great, Lord, and so excellent that you allow us to be here today, Lord. It was because of your mercy and your grace, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, Lord, who rests and rules and abides our life, Lord. Lord, we come right now, Father God, ask you to teach and preach this word, Lord. We ask you, Father God, open our hearts and mind, Lord, that let us see you in a different way, in a form, Lord. We know, Father God, when praises go up, blessings come down. So, Lord, we ask you to move in our life right now. Help us, Father God. Help us that we can be better people of God, Lord. And children of God, let it be that when someone sees us coming, they don't want to turn and go the other way. They will mind working the Spirit of the Lord in the midst. When I say, Lord, that you are in the midst, Lord, when we walk in, because you are our you lead us, because you're the head of our life, Lord. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you for this ministry, Lord, that you give us time out time to come out and minister and be ministered to, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, for your love, how you gave it longevity, Lord, how you've been letting us sit here as long as you have, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, for all the time that we come on, Lord, that you give strength. Whoever speaking that down, whoever coming that down, whoever praying, Lord, did you give it to it, Lord? Some people could put
thank
it up,
Lord.
Put it down. But Lord, we've been trying to be faithful to your ministry that you to allow us to be a part of, Lord. Lord, we pray for the sick and the shut in, Lord. The people we do know, we don't know, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to have a healing hand, Lord. Lord, believe the ones that say they believe in you, and when they pray, Father God, that you hear the prayer, Lord. Not for the ones who standing there, but for the ones who land there that want to hear you from a special place, Lord. Then when they get up and say, well done, I thank God for this day. I thank him for all we have done, because it was him who raised me out the bed. We thank you, Lord, and we love you. We ask all this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ's name. We pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right, Reverend. The way a person to partake. We're from the Eastern bread, Reverend. You know, I love this, right? When I was looking at this a little while back, right? It always dawned on me about the bread of heaven. I know we learned something earlier that he did feed the children of God in the wilderness. They got hungry. It was out there, they were hungry, and he threw them some manna, you know. And I don't know how you betrayed that, but they still was mumbling. They still mumbling. They still didn't do enough for them. But I want to tell you, after seeing the miracles like that, and you still wonder why God, what he do? He allowed them to kill that whole spirit out because they didn't have no faith, really. They didn't have no faith in the name of Jesus. But look at how John writes this thing. Then, the Jews murmur at him because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. And they says, so, is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother they start bringing it down. Is it not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother were known? He said, how is it then that he said, I came down from heaven? Jesus therefore answered. I'm still in the book. Jesus therefore answered, said unto them, murmur not among yourself. Help me, Holy Spirit. I want you to really, really, really hear this now. Jesus, they didn't tell Jesus this, did it, Reverend? They didn't say this to Jesus personally, did it, Reverend? He heard them, you know, and heard them. He wasn't ear hustling, Reverend. He don't have to be right beside you and hear you. He hear you right now. He hear what you're thinking about right now. He know what you're thinking about, right? Some of you, he know what you got your mind on right now. And we get in the house of the Lord, or we get in the presence of the Lord, we should be focusing on him. You know what I'm saying? So Jesus heard his complaint, remember? He heard the complaint and the murmuring. And he said, don't murmur against yourself. That's what he told Reverend. He said, Jesus, therefore, after said unto them, murmur not against among yourself. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. And I will raise him up, at the last day. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He is speaking some spiritual things to them right now. Everybody in the room ain't going to be able to grasp what he's going to talk. He's going to teach them something, Reverend, that you and I have been eating on for a long time. See, Jeremiah helped us with that, Reverend. I can find it right quick. Jeremiah 15, I think it's somewhere. If you don't mind, I'm going to read that little verses right there. And he said he does it daily. I want to see if you believe it in the book. You might want to put this in your margin or your notation, Jeremiah over here. I'm going to start at verse 15, but watch how I read. He said, "Oh Lord, thou knowest." Look at this. "Thou knowest and remember me." He and visit me and revenge me of my persecutor. Look at this. "Take me not away in thy long suffering. Know that for thy sake I have suffered rebuke." Help me, help me. He said, "Don't you know, Reverend? Don't you know your persecutor is here? And Reverend, and they're doing it because I'm following you." That's what he told me. "I'm following you."
That's right.
And look what he said. He said, "Thy word I found, Reverend, and I did eat them." Look what he said. "The word which was unto me the joy and rejoicing in my heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord, God of hosts." You know, he said he rejoiced, remember, eating his word. That's how we are, man. That's why we're so crazy about it's hard to turn it off, man. It's hard. It's just somebody you can have some. My brothers and sisters, if you really have love for God, oh, help me, help me. If you've really been having a relationship with God, when you open this word up, it should put so much joy when you start reading and getting that confirmation of his spirit in you. As you eating it, the Bible said, he said he did eat them, and the word was unto him the joy and rejoicing, Reverend. He said, "My heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God. Lord, thy God of hosts. I sat not in the assembly of mortals, nor rejoiced. I sat alone because of thy hand. But thou hast filled me indignation." He said, "Why is my pain so perpetual and my wound is incurable?" He said, "Incurable, Reverend." He said, "Refuse to be healed." He said, "Why be thou altogether unto me and lies? And as waters fall, help me, Holy Spirit." See, I didn't want to go there too far, but when you start eating the word, right? you know, sometimes, you know, they might not have this over here. They got Golden Corral, you know, some of the places, you know, I'm going to say something. You might be up there. They might not do these stuff with the Lubies, and they got a little places now. They probably got a different name. They had them, all-you-can-eat places, you know what I'm talking about? Or you can pick different type of meat you want, you know what I'm talking about? But this book here, Reverend said a while ago, people said, "Well, I don't understand it. But why you do this and why you do that?" I mean, sometimes I don't understand. But boy, when I get in the word, when I get to eating that word, that daily nutrition they give me, the spiritual nutrition, I can be really, really down, really down. And sometimes I read that word, it's just like fire coming all over. And come and consume me with it. And I tell you right this morning, I don't want to be the one complaining for what he had done.
Yeah.
I want to see right then they had a problem in believing that he was the Messiah. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. They had a problem that his parents, they knew his parents. They knew him. And how is he going to be the one come and save us? Help me, Holy Spirit. He said that we know early. He said, your father's got bed manna, but I'm the heaven that came down from heaven. Help me, Holy Spirit. That when you eat of me, Reverend, oh, help me. If you truly eat of me, I don't care what man says. In the last days, I will raise you up. Man, we don't have to go no more. Yeah. We said that. We don't.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says it. Mm-hmm. And I mean, he said, no man come to me except the Father which have sent me draw him. You understand? That's what he stepped up now.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to make nobody do nothing. The word, if we've been taught, he said, if I be lifted up, Reverend Henry, I will draw all men unto me. I believe that. If you're lifting God up, and I'm telling you, you're going to have some naysayers, man. You're going to have some people talking and saying, don't do this, do this. And boy, they bold too, man. But I'm going to tell you something. When you're serving the Lord, if you take all your advices off of a human, help me, Holy Spirit. Now, I ain't going to say they can't, God can't use them. But boy, sometimes you're going to have a communication with God and your prayer life. And your appeal should be going to him and stop grumbling and murmuring and let the Holy Spirit help you in your weakness. Help me, Holy Spirit. See, if we just stop groaning and moaning, what was Eric, you know what I'm talking about? If we'll just stop doing all that and really, really look to the hills and really, really look to this, and when we look to this hill, right, Reverend, we know it's the Lord who can help us out of it. But sometimes, Reverend, he'll let you stay in there, Reverend. What you think about that, Reverend?
Yes, sir.
What you think about that?
Boy, you're right about it. I know you're right about it.
Well, when I look at the word, watch this here. He said, no man can come to me except the Father which have sent me draw him. I will raise him up at the last day. I will write, look at this. It is written in the book of prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man, therefore, that he that's here, and look at that, and have learned of the Father, come unto me. That's why when a person preaching, he can't run too quick to the hooping and the hollering and get your ticker your fancy. He has to stop and make it plain. Help me, Holy Spirit. He has to open the scripture up a little wider so you can see what God's trying to give him to give to you. Help me, Holy Spirit. See, he said every prophet, they should teach God. Can I say it like that, Reverend? They should be able to present God to you without error. You know what I'm talking about? Not to lift themselves up. But when you do it, you got to hear too, Reverend. You got to listen, Reverend. You got to take your whatever you got going on, put it to the side, Reverend. You got to, if you're going to draw unto God, you got to have an experience you should want a spirit of the divine nature of God. When you come to God, it shouldn't be because of bills. Help me, Holy Spirit. It shouldn't be because of your car. It shouldn't be because of house or job. He knows you need an necessity of life. He wants you to seek him, Reverend. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He wants you to seek him, Reverend. Do you believe in that, Reverend?
Yes, sir.
He just seek him while he can be found, Doc. You know, I don't know last time you read the psalmic, you know. And every time I go back to the psalmic, I have to look at it and make sure it still read the same. Because I go back and read it again. Look what the psalmic says. Now this is the psalmic. Now when I say psalmic, it's Psalm 27. He said, the Lord is my light. He said, in my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
That's what he said. He said, when the wicked, even my enemy and my foes come upon me to eat. Here we go, y'all. Eat up my flesh. They stumble and fear. Though the host shall encamp against me, and my heart shall not fear, though the wars shall rise against me, and this day will I be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that I will seek, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, that I would may dwell in his house of the Lord all the days of my life. Behold, the beautiful of look what's it, right? The beauty of the Lord to encounter in his temple. Let me back up. One thing I have desire of the Lord. One thing I have desire of the Lord that I will seek. That's what he said. I will seek after that. I will dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Behold the beauty of the Lord. And look what he said, inquire into his temple. God, when you read his word and you start seeking his word, oh my God, things start happening, man. You start getting some strength. You can have some things up in your life and you know it don't seem like you can get out of it, man. It's like every time you go forward and knock it back. Every time you go forward, it puts you too far past it. But boy, when you have the Lord on your side, he'll make anything that is before you to stop serving him. He could turn it around if you put your face to the ground and say, Lord, help me.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, so don't let our mumbling be because we want some material, some materialistic thing that will watch this river was going to decay, it's going to rust out, it's going to get holes on it. Go pick up some of that stuff you bought 30 years ago and see what it looked like. Go back and look at the first car you had, you know, and you wish you still had it, some of y'all. You know what I'm talking about? And look at it real. I'm telling you, everything man made will the cave and eventually to all but this bread. This bread that we see. Oh, that's me. Look what they say about this bread we see. He said, verily I say unto you, he that believe on me have everlasting life, Reverend Henry. That's what he said. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believe on me have everlasting life. I am the bread, that bread of life. Your father that eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which come down from heaven that a man may eat. Look what it says, therefore, and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he should live forever.
Come on,
and the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will for the what? For the life of this world. See, that's what he did. See, the mystery ain't for nobody. See, we're going to open the mystery up. He took his life for you and I and laid it down so we can what? So we can live, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, eternally with him.
Right.
We learned all the day that our life was predestined. It was already mapped out, Doc. It's already been established when our birth was and what? It was already established when we're going to end this thing. He purchased us before we was even thought of, Doc. And look what he done here. He showed what he's going to use for his purchase, his body. Now, the Holy Spirit quickens us, right? That helped me, Holy Spirit. And once the Holy Spirit gets in you, you never remain the same, brother. Your understanding is a little different now when the Holy Spirit gets there. When you get in the Word, it's like nutrition, you know what I'm talking about, that you can take the Word of God. You can be down and out and reading God's Word in some kind of way you feel some strength coming on. You can see somebody and tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord. Just you conversing with somebody, having a dialogue with somebody, and get filled with his word. You can tell him, I know why he was the bread of life to me, but do you know why he's the bread of life to you? And the person might say, I really don't understand. You tell them that he came down 42 generations. He walked this earth like you and I. He took on every temptation that we could ever think about it, and he nailed it to the cross, Reverend. He nailed it to the cross, and no man had to worry about death anymore because he nailed it to the cross, and he rose on the third day. He laid his life down. That's his body. He laid his life down for you and I. Now watch this, Reverend. Why not eat his word? Look what he does for you. See, you'll know once you start eating his word. You start reading his word. Right. You'll read one day you'll find yourself reading one, like y'all get them daily reads, you know, one scripture. Find out one day you get one of them daily reads and you'll open up. Some apps you can hit, it'll say read more. Help me, Holy Spirit. you hit that read more, then the whole chapter come out. Then you say, let me go and read it. It might be kind of interesting. And you start reading it. And for long, you done read the whole chapter. Help me, Holy Spirit. And then you feel a little better that day because you've read the whole chapter. Not to make you so better than anyone else, but it shows that you're trying to get closer to him. Not just because what you hear only with me, but that you made an intimate relationship with him, personal with him, Reverend, and you took time out and opened your heart. See, a man must believe, Reverend, that Christ has gave his flesh for our life. He must believe, and she must believe that he laid his life down for you to be able to receive the Holy Spirit. Watch this, Reverend, because they're trying to confuse us when we're doing this ministry. But let me tell you something. Yes. I really believe he came to this earth. I really believe because I feel his presence. I'm feeling his presence as we eat. I get the strength from him, Reverend. I believe with Jeremiah. Yes. I eat it daily. And when I eat it, I do rejoice when I eat it because there's nothing can make me more happy than the word. I love my wife. I love my children. I love my grandkids. I love my church family. I love, and you best believe God's plan is part of my church family. I believe in love. Even when no one don't want to love me back, I really believe in love.
Come on, man.
So love, how do I get this love? I got it from Jesus. Jesus put a love in my heart so that I can look at people, even when they said something wrong or did me wrong. Then some of the time, I found out that, Reverend, some people don't know how to love.
Come on. Yes.
Oh, let me, I know that sounds, that's so cliche. Trust me, there are some people listening to me right now, probably have a problem with loving certain people because they didn't hurt me. Didn't put him in a bad position. But Jesus, we heard him every day. We heard him every day. Every time we hear him, because he talked to us too, because you can hear him. There ain't no little commercial. There's one on the right and one on the left talking to you. You hear that spirit letting you know when you do. You know that this had to be God, because if you got this relationship with him, he's going to speak to you. And the, what happened when he first started eating, Reverend, he draw this power was in him onto you. You remember, Reverend? You remember the woman had spent all her money, every dime she had. She had a problem for 12 years, and she couldn't stop her ministration. Right? She bled, she couldn't stop. And she heard about Jesus. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And she said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I believe I'll be healed. And what she did, all the people around Jesus, and she touched his hem, and Jesus stopped. And ask this question to the disciple, Reverend. And I probably the same way. He asked his disciple, "Who touched me?" And they looked at Jesus. I don't know. Like everybody touched you, Jesus. He said, "No, Reverend." Mm-hmm. He said, "It was virtues. Virtues came out of me. Power came out of me." So what I'm saying, even Jesus know somebody been eating. Hold up, man. Hear me, Holy Spirit. She finally touched him, and as soon as she touched him, she dried up. And he knew there was some different power left him. There was some healing power. Watch this here. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit. This, just to get close to Jesus, just to get close to his presence, you don't remain the same. Now watch this here. Now if you have a disease, watch this here. If you have a heart disease, if you have diabetes, if you have what they call the kidney, you had to go dialysis, if you have cancer, if you have any kind of thing that the doctor said he can't do nothing about, even though Crohn's, he can't help you. Let me introduce you to a man. Let me introduce you to a man. If you eat the bread, if you believe in the bread, the spiritual bread that he has for you, you will have eternal life. Now, watch what you're saying now, Eric. Watch what you're saying now, Eric. I mean, if he had to take you out of this body, if he had to take you out of this body, Reverend, if he had to take you out of this body, Eric, and heal you. Now, he can do this. He can take you out the body and leave you out the body. And also, he can take that body that you have and fix it and put you back in the body. Oh, I know him better, brother. And that's the kind of God we serve. Oh, I love him. I love how God did what he does. And I thank God do what he do. You know why? Because if it had not been for the Lord who had changed you in our life, we wouldn't be here today, Reverend. So I thank God for this bread. If I don't read no more scripture, I want to read this scripture right here. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I, watch this, Reverend, will give for the life of the world. He did it, brother. He laid his life down for you and I.
Yeah.
If you don't get nothing else out this day, I want you to do this. Serve the Lord. Serve the Lord. You can do it, Doc. A lot of people wait till the last minute. Serve them now. Call them now. Say, I want to change my life. I want to start living holy. I want to receive you. And in receiving you, Lord, they called me to test myself for some things I love to do in the sin.
Yeah.
Lord, give me strength. You know, that's what he'll do. He'll move that sin out your life if you want him to be removed. But he's not going to force himself on you. He told Aaron the Father, draw you to him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Once you draw to Jesus, there's no turning back, Doc. If you truly have got the Holy Spirit, you will not walk away from God. I'm not saying you're not going to have no problems. I'm not saying you're not going to be disgusted sometimes. I'm saying you will never let no one tell you he's not your Lord. You will never let your own mind believe that he's not Lord. You know, he don't have, if you were so perfect, he wouldn't, it would no need for him to come to you. But he know we all like filthy rags before him. So let him live in your life. Let God show his presence over you and cover you and shower you with his love. So I thank you for the word today. I thank you for the Holy Spirit. I really believe that we're living in the days that we might get to see him. He might not come like you want it, but I'm telling you, brother, sister, one day he going to come. And you and I, he's not going to be able to say that we didn't know. You're not going to be able to say that you don't know. But I want to tell you, he is awesome. He is awesome. Try him. I found out he'd be a friend, Doc. He'd be a friend because I tried him. Don't always take somebody what they tell you. You try him for yourself and see what happens, Rep. And see how God would do what he do, like he always do. He loves us so much because he is the bread from heaven. You don't have to thirst and you don't have to be hungry anymore once you get here and once you accept him, Lord, as your life. Now, may God bless you and keep you always, my prayer. Amen.
Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the bread. Thank you for the word. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Praise God. Thank you, Reb, for that word. Give it us. You know, this and these bodies that we live in, you know, you can't fire too long without food. Oh, praise the Lord. So it is our spiritual man. We need to continue to feed the spiritual man, and how that spiritual man eats is of the word of God. Hallelujah. Partaking of this bread. We thank him. Thank him today. Praise the Lord. We're at a point of our service. Hallelujah. We want to push the one button on prayer to say thank you. Oh, maybe God touched their heart during this service. Hallelujah. Or maybe they need to understand something. Hallelujah. You'll be here. God bless you. Thank God for you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Praise the Lord. If not, hallelujah, we'll continue to pray and ask the Lord to have his way. Thank him for his goodness, his mercy, and also his grace. Praise the Lord. As we pray, Father God in heaven, Father, we come right now in the humblest way that we know how. Thanking you, Father, for yet another opportunity that you've given us to assemble. We count it as a privilege, even as a blessing, Father God, that you allow us to sit and reason and partake of your word. Hallelujah. You've given us, Father, your flesh and blood. Hallelujah. That covers us and keeps us, that feeds us. Hallelujah. Jesus, the bread of life. Hallelujah. Thank you for allowing us, Father God, this great opportunity that men, women, boys and girls would be saved. Hallelujah. Thank you for feeding us. Thank you for giving us our nourishment, for strengthening us where we're weak, building us up where we're torn down, Father. Thank you for the message, the messenger, all those that listen in, that played a part, those that desire to please you with their life, that partaking of this bread is a type of communion. We realize it. We eat of this bread and think of your blood. We show the Lord's death till he come. It's a memorial unto your Father God. Our very lives are a memorial as we accept what Jesus did for us. We thank you, Lord. Thank you. Bless us, our spirits, to get strong. Hallelujah. Help us continue to bring this fresh abundance of justice. Continue to bind the enemy that we may grow stronger. Hallelujah. Just want to love you and thank you, Father. But yet, you are continuing to love us, continue to keep us, Father God. Hallelujah. Continue to bless our hearts to yearn after you, Father God, and your righteousness. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your truth. We thank you for conviction. Hallelujah. Also, we thank you for mercy. Bless us, Father God. Continue to clean us up as we attempt to do thy will. Continue to make us vessels that you would be pleased with, that we can continue to show a dying world that you yet live. Hallelujah, for you're living within us, and bless us to continue to let our light shine so a bright light will shine from us, Father, that would draw men and women, hallelujah, boys and girls, to ask the question, what must I do to be saved, or what must I do to know the Lord just a little bit better? Bless us to continue to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise that is due. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray, and we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Give me 1 second. Thank you, Lord. your grace. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm.
Everybody that's under the sound of my voice right now, you ought to be able to say, say that.
If I was you tonight, you know what I would